Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. God made a way for you to live fear-free, even when fearful situations are all around you. On September 11, 2001, Brother Copeland began teaching believers that fear has no right to control them because Jesus has redeemed us from all fear. This timely message on freedom from fear is vital for every believer around the world. So put a stop to fear and receive a fresh revelation of God's love.
Let's remind ourselves of where we were yesterday evening when we closed. We were talking about Luke in the 8th chapter when Jesus ministered to Jairus. And that horrible news came. Jairus had said, "My daughter's at the point of death." But then, while Jesus stopped and ministered to the woman with the issue of blood, which also ministered to Jairus, but then the evil report came, "Trouble not the master any longer, your daughter has died." Jesus immediately said to him, "Fear not, believe only." Fear is the only thing that can stop your faith. Well, the devil could stop it. Not if you're not afraid of him. Well, somebody could stop it. Not if you're not afraid of them. Well, doing this or that, I don't care what it is. Nothing can stop it if you're not afraid. Because all things are possible to him that what? Believes. Now, when Jesus turned to Jairus and said, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall live." Now, there's the whole statement right there that everything that God, who is love, has done for us, everything that Jesus has provided, everything that the cross provided, everything that the written word provided, everything that the resurrection has provided, everything that the Holy Ghost has come to provide, always works as long as fear is not there to stop it. Amen. Now, that's where we were when we closed last night. And we remind ourselves that perfected love casteth out fear. It, the rising of love, revelation of love, the rising of love literally flushes fear out. The renewing of our minds has to take place now on God is love. Now, we've mentally ascended to that, but there's been very little revelation of it. The word God has been a problem to English-speaking people. We've been through that. But I want to continue to remind you of it. Everywhere you can, everywhere you read, in your own conversation, in your own words, in your own daily lives, continue to meditate on it and retranslate the word God with love. Until it overwhelms your thinking, until you realize that the word God does not just mean supreme being. It doesn't mean the word God can mean anything you want it to mean. Not if you're a Hebrew speaking believer. No, no, it never could. Because in Hebrew, you understand all of the things that God explained about who he is and what he is and where he is and when he is and everything else he is. But still, you have to come into the New Testament to get a working revelation of that, because in the New Testament, you get to see him. And you find out God is love. Amen. So now there's where we are. We're renewing our mind to this. We have been delivered from fear. We do not cope with fear. We do not put fear down. We do not train ourselves. Now, training is great. Don't misunderstand me. But it is not the end exercise. Revelation of love is the end exercise. Amen. And so, we attack fear. Fear cast out doesn't have to be coped with. It isn't there. The most peaceful thing in the world that we know in our surroundings is that when all of hell is just tearing up everything all around us, and it just doesn't have any effect on you. Amen. Dying for you and me is nothing but a change of clothes. Now, if you begin to meditate on the love of God, we have been delivered from the fear of death. So begin to meditate on it. Take some time to think about it. We've been delivered from the fear of death. Certainly we've been delivered from death, but we've been delivered from the fear of it. And the fear of death, as we've learned, is the master fear. Fear of death is, you remember what the definition of fear is? Faith in death. Faith in the laws of death. Faith. Confidence. Highly developed confidence in what Satan did in Adam in the Garden of Eden. Now turn with me to the 5th chapter of the book of Romans for a moment. Romans chapter 5. Verse 17. For if by one man's offense, if by Adam's offense, death reigned, by one, by Adam, read those next two words aloud. Much more. Just more? Much more, they which receive it. Who can receive it? Anybody that will. They which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. So now, say this out loud with me. Much more,
what God did
in Jesus
on the cross.
Much more.
Far greater.
Than what Satan did
in Adam
in the Garden of Eden. But if you talk to most people, You get the idea that that death is so much more powerful than grace. I'm talking about talking in church. I'm not talking about what the world thinks. I mean, how could they think anything else? Sin is what they do. But I'm talking about in the body of Christ. I'm talking about full gospel tongue talking Bible toting believers. But yet at the same time, in their conversation, in their way of thinking, and in manner of life, God is hard to receive from. He's not hard to receive from at all. He's a whosoever will, I've done it all, paid it all, loving Father. Amen. But we've done that because of fear-based lifestyle. Now then, the fearless know the difference between being led by the Holy Spirit and being afraid to go or led not to go. Now, you're right there in Romans. Look over at the 8th chapter again. We read this already, but let's look at it again. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of love, they are the sons of love. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I have a father. I have a daddy. The Spirit himself, the Spirit of love himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of love, joint heirs with love. Now, if fear, go back to what Jesus said to Jairus, believe only. Jairus, if you try to have faith and fear at the same time, there's not anything I'm going to be able to do for your daughter. And I remind you again that Jesus did not say, now Jairus, hold your head over here where I can lay my hands on it. Let me cast that fear out of it. No, he said, you fear not. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, 1 John 4, once again, remember, says, he that feareth is not made perfected in love. He's not developed in love. There's your clue right there. Attack the fear, demand its departure, but don't just stop there. I mean, faith alone doesn't cast fear out. Love casteth out fear. Developed love casteth out fear. Yes, attack it. Yes, take the word to it. Yes, cast it out. But immediately begin to confess and believe and stand on the word. That same verse says, believe the love. Or the verse just, the verse just above it. And the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th verses all together. God is love. We've known the love. Now believe the love. Believing the love casteth out fear. Now that's what that scripture has developed for us there. And he that feareth, right? I mean, God gave you exactly what to do. He that feareth is not developed in love. Don't start worrying about it. Just immediately say, uh-oh, I understand what that was that I just heard. I understand where those thoughts are coming from. Fear I cast you out. Fear of not receiving my healing. Fear of this being something that God can't handle. Fear that I might do this. Fear that I might not do that. Fear that they, fear that them, fear that me, fear that I, all this. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I refuse to allow you to contaminate my fear. God loves me, and I love my God. God, love, loves me. And get it on your mind, get it in your mouth, get it in your eyes, get it in your ears, and don't let anybody interrupt it. I don't care if you have to go lock yourself in the closet. You don't have anything any better to do or more important to do than to develop and perfect love and the revelation and renew your mind. Love is God and God is love. Amen. Amen. All right. The person that allows fear to contaminate their thinking, contaminate their speaking, will contaminate their faith. Now remember, we found this out last night also, that when you got born again, you no longer had a fountain of fear on the inside of you. You have the fountain of faith in there. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But faith worketh by love. All right? But if you continue to think about you might not, I might not, they might not, God might not. You know, it's very hard to disbelieve love. You start thinking, well, love might not heal me. That don't sound right. That don't fit, does it? Well, love don't care anything about me. What kind of a statement is that? Now, you're going to say, well, God, in his infinite wisdom, might want me to keep this disease. But you can't say love wants me to keep it. Love is trustworthy. Amen. Amen. Love answers all theological questions, particularly theological hogwash. Did you ever stop and think about what hogwash is? That's a southern expression, but did you ever stop and think? I mean, that's a good expression. Hogwash. It don't do no good to wash a hog. You might as well. What are you going to wash him with? You can't clean him. And besides that, you turn him loose, he'll head for the mud. That's where he lives, is in the mud. Amen. If you live in fear, talk in fear, wallering in fear, guess what? You're going to get some on you. That's deep, bro. You play in the mud, you get muddy. You play in the fear, and you contaminate your faith. Now, if you're in this double-minded, hesitating frame of mind, and here you go, you got your ticket, you got your little bag, and you're headed out there, and you know, 3 or 4 hours early, whatever it takes now, to get through that mess, and you're in the line, and you're thinking, I don't know whether I'm going to get on this thing or not. Lord, should I get on this airplane? You never know these days. Who said that? One second you're thinking, I'm not going to act in fear, I'm going to get on this airplane. But what if that is God telling me this thing going to crash? Yeah, but if it was God, you see where that's headed? You got contaminated fear. One of them, faith is negating the fear, and the fear is negating faith, and there you stand. A zero. Now, you know which one will win? Fear. Because fear is oppressive, and faith is not. Faith is bold. Now you release the faith and attack the fear. Fear of faith will always win. But when you're just wishy-washing back and forth, wavering around, fear will eventually win out because you have decided, really, that's the only safe thing for me to do is just drive. Oh, brother. It's much safer, you know, to drive down the highway with all the rest of them fools that didn't want to fly. You got a fear-filled highway, and you're passing one another, you know, 2 or 3 feet of one another doing 60, 70 miles an hour. Oh, yeah, that's just really safe. You picked and chose something that even with the terrorist threat, even with all of the ridiculous things that are going on in aviation, you still chose something that's over 25 times more dangerous, and you did it because of fear. You're a setup. The devil can now get a shot at you on the highway. Because instead of acting on faith, you acted on fear. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, what if that was God telling me not to go? And I don't know the difference, and I just act on faith and get on that thing, and then it just crashed somewhere. I mean, Christian people think like that. You don't have any business with that kind of thought patterns in your life. You need to stop what you're doing right there. I wouldn't get on the airplane either. But I would not go because of fear. I would not go because I'm in no condition to believe God. Get out of there. Go get on your knees and cast that fear out of there and begin to meditate on the Word of God until love flushes that fear out of you, and until you say, glory be to God, I don't care who's on that airplane. God and Kenneth are going to take it all the way to Atlanta. Glory to God. Laughing and joyified and just dancing up and down the airport. And everybody say, what's the matter with him? What's the matter with him? I don't know. You think there's something wrong with him? I ain't getting on an airplane with him. I don't care what they think. Amen. Paralyze every terrorist in sight. But now don't you start messing with things until you take care of business. And the fear is your responsibility because you have been delivered from it. Not sinning is your responsibility because you have been delivered from its power. Amen? Are we together here? We see the picture. We see what we're dealing with. The fearless child of God, once that fear has been dealt with, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I have no fear. I don't have any fear of getting on that airplane. I don't care who's on it. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, peaceful, now, the Lord has the right and the covenant responsibility. Now, he was talking to you the other day when you came out here. But you so fouled up, you couldn't hear him. You didn't know which one was doing the talking. Or you know, you get all messed up. He that wavers, let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Why? His faith contaminated. Sure can't receive the wisdom of God. But now that fear is dealt with, and the fear may keep trying to poke at you, try to get back in it and laugh at it. Get out of here. Get. My Father loves me. Glory to God. Now, Lord, what about this airplane? You want me to take this trip today? He may tell you, yes, that's what I want you to do. That's all you need to know. You're going, and you're going to enjoy it, and the pilots are going to be unusually sharp today, and they don't know why. And the glory of the Lord is surrounding you round about, and angels are all over this thing. And you begin to thank God for all these angels. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't this a good time? Amen.
Abraham is the father of our faith. Hallelujah. That kind of uncommon faith is available to us.
Join us for the Omaha Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Keith Butler, and Jonathan Shuttlesworth. Register at kcm.org/omaha today.
Jesus came to this earth for the purpose of destroying the works of the devil. God is against the curse that's operating in this world. As a matter of fact, mankind is God's special creation. He never wanted man to experience the sin, sickness, poverty, and fear that came through the works of the devil. That's why God sent Jesus to rescue mankind from the kingdom of darkness and destroy the enemy's power. Jesus died to pay the price that sin demanded, and he took our punishment by going to hell in our place. Then God breathed life into his spirit and raised him from the dead. Empowered with the life of God, Jesus defeated the devil and destroyed the kingdom of darkness and opened the way for us to come to God without a sense of guilt or shame. Jesus wants to share this new life he'd received from God with you today. He wants you to be able to live just like him, filled with peace for your mind, healing for your body, freedom from all fear, and abundance for everything you need. This wonderful, blessed life Jesus offered you is so easy to receive. All you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior. So just pray this with me today. Lord, I receive this word preached today. I receive it in my heart. I believe that you were raised from the dead. And I declare you as my Lord. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. I am born again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family of God. He is your heavenly Father now. Your spirit has been filled with the life of God, and he's made you a joint heir with Jesus. And that means you have an equal share in all the blessings heaven has to offer. So to help you take your first steps into this new life in God's family, the Copelands have a free gift for you, and it's called the Salvation Package. This free resource will help you discover your new identity as a child of God and how to receive the covenant benefits he's prepared for you. So let us help you begin your relationship with God today. To request your free copy of the Salvation Package, please visit our website, kcm.org. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who he is in you. Request the Salvation Package free on kcm.org/salvation.